Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Usually, it's a local deity with a small population.
Oh, well, you know, they don't really ever have any real power anyway.
14,000?
No.
Yeah.
No,
tell that
I
to the
twice in
recent
two sessions.
Surge of plagues we
I'm
had.
Keeping the money.
As they're like, oh, you should do that. No.
the gods of New Hope are all about smite. As we saw, I don't like you, lightning bolt.
They are not the kind of Nephilim god that rewards you when you do good. They smite you when you do bad.
I'm trying to unite them.
They're not like Corellian Lathenon either. Who just
so, men, care. You want to go bribe some guards and talk to a...
All the girls are goblins.
Probably succubus lady.
Wait, so they get to go show off their bodies, and we get to go talk to guards.
We get to talk to guards and then look at someone else's body.
Yeah, but
a remarried man.
Is she sickly and evil?
Hey, I'm neutral.
She is sickly. She may not be evil, though. We don't know.
I actually got to gather information.
Yeah. This is our job.
Maybe
but
she's either chaotic or evil.
She's probably
you
chaotic.
Might be microwave Andre.
What?
Well, she cursed somebody. I bet she's evil.
Not necessarily. They did say she was. They were pissing her off.
I guess.
She's also a red dragon.
She's
evil.
Yes, the bronze dragon will say
that
evil.
I'm reaching on myself. Technically, mm-hmm. cannot happen.
Okay.
Because on the list here, it says you can cast these following moves versus yourself as in the cast.
Going along. This is going to turn out.
Tons is on that. It's not on the one that you can cast on other people.
Suck.
Actually, I'm neutral, so I probably won't care.
Yeah.
But they're evil.
And you get an item though. Of
it's common
tongues that on command.
Okay.
Made by a bard is. 14,000.
It's common knowledge that cool series. I'll just put it that way.
Old school microwave is old school.
And warlock. She's a warlock and a
alright, let's go!
Not all warlocks are evil.
Okay, so as you guys are bickering.
Yeah, the other warlocks are chaotic.
You guys walk up to a guard, you'll notice that he actually isn't really wearing armor.
Hey.
Ah, hello. How can I help you, tourists?
Does he actually look like he's sweating?
You're in the tropics.
I cast some drill elements on him.
Oh, does it do anything for the humidity?
It
makes it so it's 73 degrees. Like,
okay, so
I
now
can't talk to him, can I?
I go, it's still humid.
It makes it
he doesn't speak immediately, sorry.
Ooga Ooga Chaka? he tries speaking Orcish.
Does everyone here have to humiliate me? I'm really tempted on beating somebody in the face. Wait, I'm trying to be good. Over the neutral feelings. Over the neutral feelings.
Do you speak Orcish? Orc?
I'm not certain that he speaks anything other than Tongan.
Speak more than
he spoke gibberish. Right?
It's just that, you know, orcs is
Orcish is sadly becoming a common language. Because every area has Orcish.
It's true. They're quite
eventually
common.
Orc becomes a new common. Ooga Ooga.
Well, actually, you know what? That would be a step up, since you'd actually have a common language now.
Ooga Ooga. And the Orcs are like, finally,
not
they
nuke anymore.
Finally, they got it right and started learning from us.
Now they can understand me when I threaten to burn their town.
Now, what they don't realize is everyone's not saying the right things. All they're repeating over and over is Orcish propaganda.
Green is best.
Yeah, something open and common. You get open and Orcish.
Congratulations, you've joined the Horde.
Yeah. Oh.
Alright. Okay, how can I help you?
We need to see your master.
The mistress.
Mistress, whatever.
Okay.
We have 100 gold that says we can?
100 gold's not worth my life.
She kills people?
No, there are accidents.
Right.
Also promise to help us, we have a cleric.
Promise to what?
We know she's sick.
Oh, we heard she was sick.
Yes, that's not news.
Well, it is, because we just came here. But anyway.
I could tell your accent was off.
I've been living in Tonga, what can I say?
Why?
Why?
I take off my armor and show I heart Tonga shirt.
I'm living there with my wife.
That's a terrible place to have moved.
And the
giant city.
If they do, why do they not speak Orcish?
Actually, we don't technically live in Tonga.
Yeah, we don't.
Whatever.
We don't.
We live in New Hope.
Whatever you want to call it.
Keep your flying city. It'll crash eventually.
Eventually.
Yep, that's why I had the fall.
Now
the only problem, the falling pieces of the city.
That's why as soon as the city starts falling, I run to the edge, chug the potion, and start running and jumping and try flying away as far as I can.
As you guys are flying away, the hammer takes off.
I grab the hammer. Take me with you!
Suddenly you feel like Thor in his little Viking hut.
Hey,
why am I blonde and have a beard?
Hey, if this hammer will save my life, I'll go help some dwarves. I'm cool with that.
Anyway, we happen to have a cleric who could possibly save her. Help her. She may want to hear about it. Just say.
I will pass along the message. Where are you staying?
We
haven't decided yet.
The soldier's helmet.
Helmet.
A what room?
Oh, we haven't actually reserved a room yet. But just ask for Ricardo.
Really? Ricardo? What? Do I have a last name with it? Do you know how many Ricardos are on this island?
I don't know my... Fine, ask for the night guard.
Night guard. Okay, that I can do. Although why you need to guard knights, I'm not quite sure. Usually they're heavily armored.
Wrong kind of knight, you idiot.
How much you give him?
100. My wife took the rest.
Literally. He hands you 5 gold back.
Under threat of booze.
Buy yourself a drink.
I like it how my Oblivion person has a spell sword. I took all the defensive and healing magics. And illusion.
And then he spent 30 minutes running around the Fighters Guild in the city just casting...
I'm talking about, I spent an hour.
Okay, an hour running around in circles in the Fighters Guild casting spells. An
hour out of game, so like per spell, I spent 10 minutes in the game running around in circles casting spells. And then slept for an hour. Did it again. For like 3 or 4 days.
You're an adventurer. That's what adventurers do. They do weird stuff.
Your friends.
Well, as you guys are, of course, three, are actually just walking around. You notice, of course, that the town is got tons of people who are interested in stuff. Mm-hmm. The marketplace is huge.
Well, I'll go pilfer through the marketplace.
Okay, give me a sleight of hand.
The twins will act as distractions.
Okay, give me a bluff.
You're still my dice.
Does she have bluff?
Yes.
Well, the dice that I stole from her.
Okay, I'll assist her.
Okay. Of course she has bluff. She's been lying to Ryan for his entire life.
I can assist.
You mean my life?
Alright, so, 7 ranks plus her charisma plus 3.
Plus miscellaneous 3.
I succeeded on my sleight of hand check. No surprise.
Hold on, so
that's
3, 13 so far. 10. Then plus her gift, which is plus 8. Then plus 2.
So
ridiculous amounts.
Do you
don't
like the apple?
No, I don't. Boo.
A high.
Oh.
At this point, you're actually just kind of picking up, like, the cash register and looking at it. And he's just like,
how much gold?
Huh?
No, you come over and just like, that's a nice necklace. Can I take this? Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
We'll do that a few times so we get some number of gold pieces about him or something.
But one of the things you do notice is that this area has a large amount of textiles that are traded. So, of course, there actually are several areas that are fine to have things made out, dresses made out of.
Well, I will actually purchase a dress.
Okay. It disappears into your lifestyle cost.
Yeah. Well, I guess more than one, because 1,000 gold pieces has to go somewhere.
Yes.
It's 1,000 gold
a
month.
More okay.
And then,
yeah,
and of course,
you know, wonderful silks, linens. There's a fad going around in Runmore that's slowly catching on. It's called the burlap style.
People wearing burlap sacks as fashion.
Because that's all the peasants can afford.
That cannot be comfortable.
It's not. Have you ever worn burlap?
No. It hurts.
It sucks.
But the noble ones have silk on the inside.
That's right.
They can be fashionable and comfortable.
And actually, burlap's really warm. So in
do
the
they
wintertime...
have magical items here?
Yes, they do.
It would be also like...
Yes, you can do that.
With silk on the inside?
Yeah.
Actually, very ventilated.
Okay.
If they're made right. Yes.
If it's not in here, it will take time to make.
And I was just like, well, no. We don't know how long we're going to be here.
Okay. That's
not
right.
Happening.
Well,
I suppose...
We'll be here for probably a week or so.
What could I get? Mm-hmm. Well, what do they have?
They have the keen sheath. I think that's the only, like, pre-made sheath that they have.
That would only make it 1920, right?
If it's his longsword, it's 1720.
Okay.
Stop being a fool.
As you check into the inn... Sure! We have... How many rooms do you need?
Two.
We can share.
Two? All right,
joking! I don't know the conversation that's going on.
We can share.
Men's room and a women's room.
No.
Makes sense to me.
I am not sleeping with Felicity in the same room as me.
You can sleep with the
Well, you guys can rent two rooms. I'll just come rent one later.
Don't worry. We won't try anything
fine.
On you.
We will rent two rooms.
All right. That'll be 20 gold a night, please.
That's fine. I'll be right back.
I walk up. Do you speak Sylvanian, for chance?
Ah! Elvin! Flowers!
He doesn't speak it, but he understands what it is.
The moon upon your eyes sparkle like diamonds.
I walk over to one of the elves and he says, I don't suppose you could help me get a room for you.
That won't be a problem.
Wait, is it a male elf or a woman, a female elf?
You should totally, like, say, can I stay in your room tonight?
You want to get a room tonight? Yeah, sure, I got a key.
It's a female.
Totally should still say it.
I don't actually speak Amidian.
Okay. Yeah. He says 10 gold a night.
No, I handed the gold.
Hey, he hands you a key. Roses have their thorns.
Although you can't understand a word he's saying.
No, that's what he's saying in Elven.
He understands that.
Basically, you're shining some Elven poetry.
I look at him.
Oh.
Learn the language before you make any more of a fool of yourself.
Like the cresting waves.
Is this what he
I walk what? Off.
Yes.
What is that?
I was seeing what armor James had.
What is he at?
Meltable full plate of speed.
Oh, nice. The one that like gets you haste, basically.
How expensive that is?
Well, wait, he's a dwarf friend too?
Yes.
I suppose that makes sense. Stormhammer is his best friend.
But he's human.
Stormhammer's not human.
He's
human.
There are dwarves in the Brotherhood. I just stole from the dwarves.
Yeah, no one can know about that ever.
Except that she's going to be walking around with it.
Oh. I will put a ring on the
egg. Glamored is the property.
Glamored,
okay. Okay.
It actually doesn't increase.
It's a flat rate for glamored.
Yep.
And that affects armor.
Yep.
There's no weapon.
Oh, there's no weapon. Okay.
Because it'd be really funny seeing someone do from over here, like the dagger, and it hits you over here. Ow, that's a mean dagger.
Actually, no, what
could,
they do
you
is
would cover the weapon up conceivably. If you got a hat of disguise, it could.
Okay. The shield doesn't mask have. The eye. Put a hat on the hammer.
Hmm? No, he's just
no. Got a plus you wear that
on
it.
Glamored a great axe. Ha! Ha!
No, so, good. You guys will rent your rooms. How much gold did you have?
I had 5 gold.
No, how much gold did you have in your wallet?
Oh, in my wallet? Probably about 1,000 or so.
Okay, she hands you back 100.
Yeah. It's 20 gold a night, just so you know.
That's fine, you'll come up with money somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll order a dress and get the accessories via.
This is a it's 100 after his lifestyle costs.
Yes.
Oh wait, you're in copper. Never mind.
I'm in copper.
Yeah.
Oh yes, mine.
Your lifestyle.
The rooms are actually above and beyond. The rooms are terribly expensive because usually the people they're dealing with also have ships that they can go off and sleep on if they don't want to pay the price.
Yeah.
Technically,
so they need to make them fantastic for you to
don't have beds.
They do.
Yeah.
Your ship has beds?
Yeah.
No, you have hammocks.
Well,
I've already spent my 10 gold for the night, so I'm taking advantage of what is presumably a fairly nice room.
Oh, yes, it is extravagant.
This is nicer than my house.
Actually, I'll go sleep on the ship.
Wait, considering I'm paying...
Silver District costs
50 gold a month?
No, or yes, I have. I just
spent a fifth of my monthly rent. Oh, wait, I don't pay
you
rent.
You can go in with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's been what, a month? 3 months? Well, no, a month now since you got to get up to the day.
She kills you and harasses you during the night.
You underestimate the time it takes to, you know, get it on.
Yes, but I don't think I want to walk in there afterwards.
No.
You guys have a room?
You can have a room? It's been a lot less than a month.
Did we just have sex with each other, like, a few days ago? I'm talking about our wives. Mm-hmm. Our collectively. Yeah, yesterday.
Still. Yeah, we had groups that...
Where were you?
And you guys wonder why priests are worried about people with Dungeons & Dragons. It's only sexual! Anyway.
I'd say, your wife was there, where was you?
What time of day is that, by the way?
You guys, this is about noon. Because you guys crashed about 8 o'clock in the morning because Bond drove you through the night.
I might as well go explore the forested island.
You'll notice that a lot of the wildlife is still intact. It looks like there's been great care to make sure that the areas that are harvested have in no way conflict with...
there are other sources of tourism.
Yeah.
If I could communicate with people, I could actually find some employment here.
Oh, wait, I didn't hear anything about the druid, because I don't speak a median.
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak Sabah?
Nope. No. I spend time in the forest.
Yep,
I speak the common
language
used on New Hope for gathering. Goblin, Undercommon, and Tongan.
Oh, I've never used Undercommon, have you?
No, Andre said it was used often in the Undermarket.
Yes, and you guys don't use the Undermarket. You go to the Wizard's Culch to buy it instead.
We can pay the black market markup. Or...
I'm sorry. How dare I, you know, make the...
Thing is, if we go to the black market, we can't have them we can't have it custom made.
That's right.
That's why we have friends in the Mage's Guild.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
So,
I have a bed.
At noon.
There's more than one bed.
Alright, I need to find some way of being able to...
It's a California king. That's how big it is.
Nice. How much would it cost... Somebody hand me a book, please. There's two of them somewhere.
Oh, she has one. No, you won't fit.
Is this his cost?
Yeah, you won't fit.
I don't know.
I can't find it.
I steal your ring.
Scabbard or something like that of King Ness.
Yeah, they changed names.
scabbard.
Did you glue it to your finger?
That would be under Arm wondrous item.
You can sovereign glue it to your finger.
Yes, you can.
I will.
So,
then.
And you guys sit there, spend the day enjoying yourselves. Okay.
Because yeah, you knew about it.
I might have something I need to do.
Snort.
Scabbard of keen edges, 16,000 gold. So it'd be
16,000.
You, come with me. I'm going to see if I can find an item that casts Comprehend Languages on command.
You need
sure,
tell,
there's a scroll.
You need to tell
an
the
item that casts on command.
Nope, sorry, it's not in the book.
For the night guard.
For somebody to be able to make one.
No.
Oh, sure, that'll take a few days.
It'll take two.
Yeah, well, you do realize that we have a requisition. You do realize that you're not the only customer we have.
I'm the only important one. How long will it be to wait?
Hey, it's a 2-week waiting period.
There's a helm of Comprehend Languages in Read Magic.
That's only visual.
How much is that?
BTW 5,000.
Yeah, I told the guy about
visual?
Where the night guard.
Oh,
okay.
So the messenger comes.
Exact. Oh, I feel good.
You mean when the messenger doesn't come?
Well, whatever. If the messenger comes.
Oh, actually, it allows the wearer the ability to understand the spoken words of any creature and read the text in any language and any magical writing.
Okay, sure.
But that does not allow me to cast Comprehend Language on them.
Nope.
No.
I want an item that casts Comprehend Language, so I can go, ding, ding. All right, now let's gather some information.
Now you just have to worry about people touching them.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's a little more awkward.
So.
Okay.
I'll just get him when we go back.
Nothing important happens.
Nothing important happens.
Until we get a response. Or the next day.
Yes. Next morning.
Do you tell us what happened or no?
What? Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
I assume in the myriad amount of time we have,
mm-hmm.
I like spending one day with our wife. We went down here and sit and hang out with a bunch of savages who can't even speak properly.
We went and bribed the guards.
I don't understand your crazy moon language.
They're gonna come and ask for them.
I'm bitter.
Night guard at some point.
Bitter.
Okay.
Bitter. Bitter.
If they want to see us
here, probably
the next.
Then one person has to stay here at all times.
Okay.
Okay. Well, next day.
Next morning. Up walks a half dragon, half what did I call it?
Orc?
Oh yeah, one of the bodyguards. So this one is actually a half dragon, quarter human, quarter orc.
Half dragon, half orc?
No, half dragon, half orc.
The other half of a half week is in question. There's so much of the other bloodlines, they think it's human. They don't
right.
know.
Whatever.
Okay.
I was told that you have a powerful priest, Night Guard, that could cure the mistress's affliction.
We think it is possible. We'd like to.
You shall cure her, or you shall regret it. Please, you are welcomed and encouraged to see the mistress.
What language is he speaking, by the way?
He speaks in tongues.
Oh, as in to me, he's speaking Sylvanian. To them, he's speaking what?
Flower.
He's speaking in tongues.
That word tasted bad.
By the way, Ricardo, if you just got us into serious trouble, I'm
what'd you do?
Hey, this was the thing that was suggested by the group.
Was suggested by Steven.
Anyways.
I suggested nothing.
Anyways, let's go have fun.
It.
Hey, priest.
It wasn't me.
You ready to cure people?
You should have brought a paladin.
But see, I don't have any cure spells.
They have, like, cool things.
Well, that's cool.
I probably would have explained yesterday.
No, you didn't. We're good.
What?
Nothing else? We can go visit her, find out what it is.
Okay.
It's okay. You're chaotic. You don't have to plan things out.
But
that's
I
true.
Said the plan.
You didn't, though.
But we didn't even go over
no
it.
No excuses, Ryan.
You're chaotic.
It's not like this is the end of the world. We'll show up and be like, oh, this is what you need. We'll be back tomorrow once our cleric has time to prepare. Or we can have to go get a scroll.
It's the meals.
We go to the keep.
You guys head up to the keep and you guys are welcomed into a throne room, which of course has active fire braziers.
Braziers. Fire bras.
That's brazier. That's why I said braziers. And of course, you can see kind of reclining.
in a throne. You'll notice a fairly sick but very attractive half-red dragon woman, of course, with her crest pulled back, and you can see her wings kind of flapped out on the backside of the throne, much like this. She lolls her head down and says, "Ah,
Bluffwell.
Praise Tiamat. You're here to fix me?"
What language is she speaking?
Tongues.
Draconic.
Oh.
I understand that one. Do you know that one?
No.
Roar, roar, roar.
Sorry, no interest in dragon.
Well, I'll be like, "Yes, this is our great priestess. May she look at you so that she may..."
"Yes, you may approach. I won't kill you immediately. Just don't poke me."
Don't poke her.
Fine, I'll stab her.
You're a monk.
Just do,
by the way, Andre,
do your hoo-hoo-jibby-jibby.
Oh, very well.
As close to the what?
Close to the door, so they
don't fail.
You'll notice that this area has a mere 12 guards in here.
Only?
Yes.
All of them are half dragons?
Most of them.
Oh.
Yeah, but remember, that has an ECL with it.
Where's the DC to figure what's wrong there?
It is a DC 25.
Can you make it?
Yes, I can.
Can you not make it?
Yes. Oh, what's wrong? I need a 16.
Okay, everyone, ready your bennies.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 7.
Do it again. Eat the little one.
Rolled a 6.
You're making it worse, Steven. Jeez.
I know, I was being greedy by keeping the big bennies.
Roll the 1.
Jeez, guys, why are you making it so much worse?
Hey, you can't get any worse than a 1.
Oh, I got it.
It's another 1!
I rolled a 0. How did I roll a 0?
There, it's 18.
Okay. She is being afflicted by a disease that it actually applies to dragons. It's a disease.
Only dragons?
Okay. Yeah.
Only dragons or half-dragons.
Rooney.
What it is it's kind of a infection of the scales, where basically a layer of gunk builds up underneath the scales.
Scale itch.
Ugh.
Varin disease. Implications unpleasant.
And of course, it seeps into the rest of the body.
Do you remember that, Ryan? If I didn't talk to him.
Usually it's treated by administering a copious amount of giant scorpion venom. Because usually dragon metabolism can handle it.
Applying as in drinking or like rubbing?
Injecting.
Okay.
And that kind of goes out and kills the infection.
Oh.
The poison goes through your body, you make the fortitude save, but the disease doesn't.
Yeah. Basically, you try killing yourself.
Did you know what I was talking about?
No.
In Mass Effect 2,
okay.
There's a Solarian doctor. And he's talking about what he's doing. He's like,
"Can you ask what language she speaks?"
Researching.
He's busy.
Disease scale itch.
See.
Varin disease implication. What?
Can you ask what language she speaks?
Sure. Dude. May the priestess speak to you in a different language. She does not speak your high and mighty.
Yes, please.
Try other languages.
That wasn't
she, wouldn't,
asked.
She wouldn't tell me.
Did you ask?
Kind of.
You don't know.
In a roundabout way.
Of course.
Hey, I don't want to get fire breath. It might make me make a reflex.
I'll try
save.
Orcish.
She doesn't know that one.
Of course.
Orch
Nation. Ooga Ooga. Ooga Chaka. Yes, she speaks Orcish.
Isn't she half orc?
No, she's not.
No.
The guard, some of the guard.
Oh, we don't know what her other half is?
It's hard to tell. The dragon blood is very prevalent in her.
She might be a three-quarters dragon.
I will explain to her what disease we're having. We can acquire the scorpion venom if you know where we can find it.
That's incredibly gross.
Well, I suppose we could leave you like this.
No, I'm pussy all over.
I'm just like...
You'll notice that kind of the other guards are kind of...
Once they hear you tell her what it is, they're all gonna go.
The
I think I'm cool. I don't want to eat you sick, mistress.
Trying to scoot back.
Wait, do they all speak Orcish? Oh wait, they probably all have tongues on them.
So, is it knowledge nature to know where the scorpions would be?
Yes, it would be.
What's the engineering?
It would be nature.
It was aberration scorpion, wasn't it?
You don't want that venom.
It
was an aberrant.
You guess that this area might actually have a few giant scorpions.
Pretty
Did I see any as I was walking through the forest yesterday?
No.
Yes, there's a
trap!
You forgot it was there.
I made the fourth dude save so easily.
Kim, will you make sure that she knows that we need something from her too?
What?
Oh.
She might be upset if we just throw it at her at the end.
What's her name?
I said her name.
It's Glenn.
No one told me her name.
Yeah, no
one told him her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go wisdom roll.
No, Andre doesn't allow I'm not stupid rolls.
Milady, if I may,
his character
ask.
Might be smarter than him.
That's the that's what I'm not stupid roll is.
For the cure.
Oh, come on, it's a boon.
How
a
much
boon.
Money do you want?
We don't want a money. We want a reversal of one of your curses. I'm sure it's.
If I curse them, they deserved it.
He was drunk. I'm sure he would have.
Oh, you're here on his behalf.
Oh, I don't like it.
Well, unless you can give us more than 15,000 gold.
How much scorpion venom do we need?
Did you say
amount?
Yeah.
Well, if you give us more than 15,000 gold, I'm sorry, we couldn't quite break that curse. Well. I'm not a very forgiving type, though. And he's an elf. Elves deserve it.
I feel offended all of a sudden, and I don't know why.
Dude, help me with that. Smack! Now you have a reason.
You offend me all the time, and it's not coming from you.
Yeah.
All right, 16,000. I'll pay you.
Yes!
Huh?
I don't know what's being said. I cannot claim anything.
Was she talking to me or talking to him?
Well,
what language
how,
did she speak?
How much is a remove curse scroll?
A few thousand.
Yeah, it's not very much.
It's just that you have to roll well on the cast alum check, I think, right?
And then
or are you making it? Or are you making it so she can only remove it?
I explained this to the person who's gathering information.
As in,
what they had tried.
Uh-huh. They've tried every cleric in the city.
He was the one who talked to the people, not me.
Not that I'm trying to tell you how to. We did make a promise, and your god is kind of big on that.
So you made a promise.
I made a promise to help this person.
And this is not helping him? We're getting the money to remove the curse.
But she can
no, but the remove curse spell does not work on that.
It fails
curse.
Repeatedly. They have tried every cleric in the city.
True.
I just want money. Come on. I don't care about that guy.
High level cleric in the city.
They have not tried the level 2s and 3s, hoping that they roll well.
I'm sorry, Jessica, you are not a high level cleric.
You're an acolyte that they're like, you're a very nice deacon, thank you. Yes, you're.
I don't want to piss you off, don't punch me in the face.
I'm technically above you because I've got two more cleric levels than you, but that's about it.
Double my hit die.
Quadruple. I mean, three times. Triple.
No, if they're two clerics.
If she's four, or you're two, right, cleric?
She's three.
She was three.
So if they're five, we're at 13.
Not quite. Anywho.
It doesn't cost anything to remove curse?
Yes, we've already discussed this.
For her to do it. Does it cost anything?
No.
I don't know if she can do it, though.
Don't suggest it.
I'm saying it's effortlessly.
Pause me just a moment, lady, while we discuss. Okay.
Just hurry. This feels like crap.
Discuss. Okay, 16K. We get the poison and cure her.
15K, and we have a friend in the Platinum House.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 1,000 more gold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why doesn't she want to remove the curse?
Okay, 1,000.
Because she thinks he's a dick and an elf.
Six.
I'm a dick.
Yeah, she's got you there.
Divided by six, that's 1,000 gold.
1,000 gold divided by six.
That's how much you get out of it. Four.
No, it's getting off my back. I mean, we're going to go to the scorpion venom anyways. Why six? One, two, three, four.
You know where I stand on this. I'd like to convince her to...
I understand. Since you went to the temple district, Nikolai couldn't... So it'd have to be her.
We'd have to make sure he can never come back here again.
I strongly doubt he will. After this experience.
Oh, yeah!
So we can definitely guarantee.
Yeah, that you will not let him come back here ever again.
Well, maybe we can have him come back here and beg her at her feet, and then maybe she'll consider it.
I don't know how to convince her.
Probably die
you
by
don't
now.
Then.
Someone else do it then.
You go sit off in a corner and be useless.
Fine, my gold is gone. Jeez, bastards.
I look up at the dragon. Ma'am, do you speak Tongan?
Oh, primordial savage.
Is that a yes?
No, no it wasn't. She just can't, you know, understand you. I believe that's a yes.
Did she answer back in Tongan?
No. Okay. She cursed you in Draconic.
She understood you.
She understood that you were to speak
Hey, Cassidy.
Tongan. So,
it's like, I know you're
speak your language.
French. I don't know what you're saying.
And I'll translate. So, my lady here doesn't have to speak your dirty savage language.
Why is the only person who speaks your comic the one who's most likely to screw us over?
And you're worried about Felicity.
Yeah! I can sign your comic.
No,
remember,
you can't.
Felicity is
your comic doesn't have a sign.
Slightly
language.
On the track.
Of actually, they all
no.
Slightly.
She is.
Okay, in the same
Although it's
way,
not, it's not her.
Not as much as.
It's back from the Dragon fine, Empire.
But she is
you have to
sort
take
of on
points
the track.
Knowing it.
Yes.
You know, if your hair isn't so matted, it'd actually be really fluffy.
Is she looks not just fat.
Me too.
No, we're going to shave her eventually.
It's Matt.
Just surely shave her completely bald. That would be hilarious.
I was waiting until the weather warmed up.
It's warm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 90.
It's supposed to rain all next week.
So
oh, that's
but,
new.
But be 90 tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean...
So, tell her that we need to have this guy healed, and we will do what she needs.
She understands you.
I thought you said you'd translate for me.
Yeah.
She'll translate her responses.
I'll translate what she says.
Oh, okay.
So that way she doesn't have to speak
Do you have
your dirty savage
languages,
language.
Ryan?
Yeah, I think I do.
One of us did.
Cast it off yourself.
It's just you cast it on somebody else. And we...
Why didn't the good person negotiate? Jeez. I just
we
don't
would
care.
Be greatly honored if you remove the curse. And we will be indebted to you. We will give
I don't
you
care if you're honored. He deserved it.
And we're not saying he didn't.
What would you like us to do to him to make sure that he does get what he deserves besides death?
He keeps yabbering. What's he keep saying?
I guess you can't understand him. Sorry.
Ask her what she would want us to do to
I'll
make sure.
Do it.
Would you what? Ask her what she would like us to do to him besides death to make him pay for his stupidity?
All right. Since he was drunk and obviously an elf, they don't know any better.
I feel
something. Can we get him to give you a reason?
I thought you knew
what. What sort of lesser punishment would be acceptable?
Okay, castration.
I can do that.
Hey, we were messaging him. Message him. Is saving your life worth more than your testicles?
I take it they just kind of gave me a scroll message, probably. So
hey,
it's
he
one
can
use.
Get regenerated.
True.
He can. We can give him the money to regenerate.
Or
regenerated.
Just lie and not do it.
She, I don't know. She might.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that.
Okay. I'd like it on a silver platter, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I think she wants to eat it.
She wants
we're
to
on
get
wall.
It regenerated.
Anyways.
Yeah, we can.
Let's go get the scorpion
ready.
Alright, so whereabouts would this giant scorpion be?
You should know. Oh, and
asking Andre.
It'd be on the western side of the island.
All right, go to the west!
Go to the west!
Oh, the jungle! Can we have bonfires over there? Go have bonfires over there. I don't want
to
walk the jungle.
I have to touch that!
Can we find a guide before we go walking in the jungle?
You don't need a guide! I have survival skill! I have a plus 14 to survival.
I'm gonna get equipment.
I got a question though, Steven. Do you have knowledge geography?
Yes. I have plus 5 to it. And since we're here and we've seen it from above and now we're down
so
on it,
this is
like 15.
It's a jungle. It's a lot harder.
So, I actually say I'm trying to survive this building. Knowing which direction I'm going.
He's not used to it.
It's still a jungle. Yeah. Jungles are hard. A lot more difficult.
I can do it. Trust me.
But you're rolling.
This is no, even with my rolling.
Hey, fat cat. Fat cat. Oh, he doesn't respond to fat cat.
Hello, kitty.
She ignores you unless you deserve her attention.
My bent leg.
And then she claws you.
Or bites you.
Well, he's actually being really social tonight.
Have we all agreed on getting him castrated and then regenerating?
I honestly think it's not worth the effort. We should just went with the extra
200
gold.
Jessica, just so you know, to keep from getting lost or avoid natural hazards, such as quicksand, is DC 15.
Okay.
So you can't fail?
Yes.
That's not true. I can force him to fail.
Also, Andre can add, you know,
you can add modifiers, but I'm saying it's going to be difficult for me to fail.
Okay, it's a DC 45 now.
That's not difficult. That is very easy for me to fail.
Look, Steven, the more often you tell Andre he can't do something, the more likely he is to just say, you know what? You fail.
Does anyone want to say Iron Man 2 tomorrow?
I won't be in Iron Man 4.
Why is...
We saw it.
Imagine. You failed to catch it.
I drank it all.
Tickets are, I've seen it once.
It's right underneath you.
There's no way to take it again.
There's no way you're getting me to leave my house tomorrow if it's 90 degrees.
Thank you, Jessica.
Oh, woo, woo, it's 90 degrees.
It's 90 degrees. You know how hot it's going to be in summer, Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan. Shove it.
I never air conditioning. In summer either.
Air conditioning.
I have it. That's why I'm not leaving my house.
Car has air conditioning.
My
so does movie theater.
Sucks.
Talk about my car.
Ryan, he can pick you up.
I still have to, well, if you
I have to walk 10 feet.
Hold on a second. I'm going to argue off camera.
The stupid effort. All right,
let's go.
Not Jessica's. No.
Oh, always
Andre, do you want to get his...
All right. Give me a survival check to see if you can find the giant scorpion.
I'm pinching your hole.
I got 25.
Okay, you'll easily be able to direct the giant scorpion to its lair, which you'll notice, of course, that there are plenty of dead snakes, and actually you'll notice that there's also several dead bovine. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's odd is that their throats have been slit.
So, offerings to the scorpion god.
Well, offerings to keep it here and not in the city.
Alright. Now, here's a question before we engage the giant scorpion. Did anyone bother to learn how to extract the venom we need?
Like most things, it'll have a poison gland, or a venom gland.
Yeah,
probably up near the actual stinger, you cut off the tail, drag it home with you. I have knowledge of nature!
How much do we need?
A lot.
There's a 7-10 and a 7-50 and a 10-10.
Well, a lot.
I got a 15.
As in, it's a giant scorpion, and its poison gland is like this big.
You don't actually know about the disease that the dragon has.
No, but how to extract the poison?
Oh, that's not hard.
Okay.
Extracting poison glands aren't terribly hard. You will have to cut the thing open, though.
Yeah. I figure cut off the tail, drag it home.
And depending on how thick the plates are, it might actually take a little bit.
Yeah. If necessary, we'll just use the warhammer, pull them all, smash the tail in half, and just drag the poison gland home.
Okay. So?
Well, that might actually ruin it.
No, it's the poison gland, you smash the tail down here.
And then
did you bring them all with you, Jessica?
Isn't she carrying it?
No, she is.
Why is she carrying it? When you decided you were the one that smashed them.
I haven't given it to her because I'm going to do it. I'm letting the dwarf cool down.
Basically, he's going to be holding on to it forever. Okay, I guess we engage the giant scorpion.
Okay, you guys walk into the lair and you can see the giant scorpion sitting there kind of minding its own business. You'll notice that the eyes actually facet on you for a second. Let's facet back away.
Ooh, see if it talks. That would be cool.
It's an animal.
Do you speak in the Deutsch?
Does it speak goblin?
It's a scorpion!
I don't know.
It chitters. Apparently, it being huge size isn't special enough.
You know?
Well, it's not attacking us yet.
It's superior to us.
What?
I think it's a domesticated scorpion. It's not a magical scorpion. Let's kill it and take the venom.
That's the biggest scorpion I've ever seen.
I have a feeling
let's kill their pet scorpion.
We're gonna get
angry faces.
What?
No, actually, this will also mean that they no longer have to offer their cattle. If you look outside of the slit throats on the cows,
they could be having an abundance of cows.
Then they normally eat them themselves.
We have an abundance of cows. We eat steak all the time.
That's what you do with abundance of cows. You don't slit their throats and throw them out in the field. Oh, I'm too much beef.
The scorpion. Scorpion seems to have fastened on you guys and seems to be watching you at this point as you sat there and argued.
All right, everyone ready? We'll seize the initiative and then attack.
No, no, here's what happens. While we're talking, we gradually move into surrounding.
And give me an initiative.
Hey.
Natural
one.
Wow.
See, this proves that I was right because I was ready for the fight and despite your conversation.
This proves that the only time I roll well on initiative is when I'm attacking my own party.
Yes. I rolled a 1, I rolled
a 1. I got a 9.
I would plus Alec.
4! I got 7. A 4!
24.
What'd you 26. Get, Amanda?
A 1.
Looks like you
yeah,
do,
let's
though.
Try that again.
7.
Okay, here's what it is. Better. Wait, we're attacking the scorpion? What?
Wait, we're it's cubed. It's cubed. What are we doing that for? Where's cubed?
Ah, I got too much beef.
Alright, Steven, you gotta go first.
Alright. Let's see, where are you?
It's not humanoid or elf.
As of course, yes. You guys begin moving aggressively, and of course, stretches out and rears up on his back leg, like.
I stab it soft underbelly.
By the way, it has been
40. Yes, but it hasn't gone yet. So I'm gonna move to here.
Attack opportunity.
Submit, yeah.
How many does it get?
Let's see.
Does it have combat reflexes?
One? Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Two.
Wait, four. Why does it have good attack opportunities?
Because it has combat reflexes.
I don't know. He hasn't gone yet.
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Mm. And the sheer fact that it has... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It only has... 4 plus... No, it does have all 5. But you are absorbing all of its attack opportunities.
Hooray! Now I can move up.
Thank you, Steven.
Maybe we should
that's what I did it for.
What's your AC, please?
Well, I'm not charging, I'm just moving, so it's a 24.
Then I got 5 hits.
Wow.
My lowest roll is an 11, I'm sorry.
And does he have a flat bonus to all of them? Oh, yeah, that's right, cause it's 5 different attacks, not...
Yeah. Yep.
Well, this is gonna hurt, but that's okay.
Stab! Okay, make 5 fortitude saves.
Oh, most of them are... I think they're all gonna have to do with the claws, aren't they?
What's his primary?
His primary is a sting.
There you go.
Alright!
We're gonna have to extract the venom from him.
Alright, he's gonna be back.
Alright, guys, I got the venom.
That's how we get the venom without killing the scorpion. Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, we could actually knock it out.
Yeah.
I'm doing some duel.
You should probably knock it out. That way we can just, like, sting, drag it back and have it stinger.
Hey, look, we brought your scorpion!
17 plus 25.
After you're done letting it sting you in a.
Ow!
Very awkward way.
Is that 5 fortitude saves?
That'll be more, but. Sorry, I fucked it up. Oh, go ahead and give me 5 fortitude saves.
What's the DC for simplicity's sake?
24.
Oh, this is gonna suck.
Good for that one.
Got a 50-50 chance to make it.
One, yeah. I failed by one. I have one bunny left, why not? That didn't do anything. So 2! Andre.
You failed 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, reroll 1.
1! I fail 1.
There you go.
Okay.
Can I see the book?
This round, you lose 9 strength.
Oh! Wow.
I see the book.
Yeah, I'm pulling it out now.
And we're just,
well, I'm here.
We watch him go.
As he begins to kind of...
You know, can I come back in a couple levels? I'll be immune to this.
I have to recalculate my bonus
to hit. A couple levels in a few days.
18.
Maybe if I...
18?
This isn't happening.
We'll miss.
Blown you!
Miss?
18 will miss. You bounce off its chitin. Chitin.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I have a flank for you.
Okay. I
suppose you could get a flank over there.
Then we go to 24, this Ryan.
Poison does
2d6 strength.
No, he does 1d6 strength.
I failed 1 save.
Oh, okay. Then you only lose 5.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
Well, I was like, holy crap!
I thought you said, okay, Andre, you get to do 2.
Well, I did fail 2 in the beginning, so I
had 1. Oh, and you said 1. I thought you meant you rolled a 1.
No.
Well, he did, but...
Oh,
At least up to a 20.
So I can get a flank.
Did I hit with a 20?
This is the only way to prevent
still battle.
Holy crap. PSP when it's
even I can get a flank in this square.
Anything that goes straight across his base.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so,
so basically anything but here.
Start doing
any of these
so
squares.
Being dead when I
want to
play. You can also be over here if you
I
want.
I can squeeze in back here.
Well, you can be in its square.
It's a little more powerful than an NDS.
So just go to any of those. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'll go ahead and charge it.
It now goes, dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it.
It's not dead.
Oh, hey, there's something over here.
Come on, Wit, let's show the scorpion what
giant scorpion, go for the eye.
Okay.
Go for the eyes, boo.
That's actually a potential critical.
That is a potential critical.
Ha ha!
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Go for the eye, okay. That's the armor. Haha! Go between the armor!
Yeah, I do go between the armor anyway. Where's my d6?
Go for the eyes, boo!
No, go for the eyes!
Rusk!
I actually have to get my dice out!
All the looking at those forts, they're actually pretty good.
Wow! Mm-hmm. 6, 7, 8, plus 5 is 13.
You will take 13.
Can you sneak attack it?
No, I did not.
Yes, you can sneak attack it, it's not. Well, you can sneak attack aberrations too, so I can't think of a thing. It's an undead
scorpion. It has uncanny dodge.
Could be half scorpion or half scorpion.
No,
oh, hold on, it might have uncanny dodge.
Tricks. One of them is the bleed and the other one is the extra DC.
I don't think
Minotaurs with poison.
But I don't actually remember.
You actually make a mythical
No, it has evasion instead.
You're level 13? Your sneak attack is 7d6.
76?
No, it's just a flat 76 damage.
And it's 8 with the trick, right?
I don't know what trick you're talking about.
The one that gives you an extra die. And then there's, and then I have the one that's bleed also.
That's going to hurt him a lot.
Yeah.
Well, roll your 7 and I'll find that.
4, 5, 6.
I don't find, there's not one to give the bonus.
I believe it's down here.
You have bleeding attack, you have combat trick, you have fast stealth, fitness rogue, ledge walker.
There's one here.
Wait, you're a 13th level rogue, Ryan?
No. Wait, I'm not 13th
level. Oh! What level are you rogue? I asked.
7th, sorry.
Okay.
Giant scorpions do not lay
46.
Eggs.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Nice.
I was like,
they give birth in broods.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
But I'm gonna attack you.
Minions.
For every
6th
level.
The castle explodes.
Roll as one.
Oh, neat. Hold on, let me look. Because I know I got that in the wrong.
There isn't one.
There is.
Mm-hmm. There's not a rogue town that gives you an extra d6.
Why didn't you write it down, Ryan?
Shut up.
There's a rogue town that gives you strength damage on a sneak attack.
Yes, and there's rogue towns that give you bleed, but not an extra d6.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is what we're fighting.
Then I just get hit 5 times.
It's cute.
No. No, it's not. Considering it's mauling a hyena to death.
It's hungry.
You're trying to find something that
are you
doesn't
sure
exist.
It wasn't a feat?
No, wait, this is what we're fighting, isn't it, Hunter?
Yeah, totally.
You're maybe that was why I wasn't sure what the third one was. There you
it's
go.
It's shooting illusions.
Well, anyway, it's bleed. So it bleeds 4, 10, 18. So 18 plus 4 is 20.
Or how about this?
4, 20.
22 plus how much damage did you actually do?
13.
I already said that.
So 22 plus 13.
It's up to 35.
And remember the bleed damage because it's cumulative every time you stab it.
Okay.
Aha! Stabbed. Hilarious! Okay.
Its eye is bleeding. Or the chitin underneath its eye is bleeding.
Now you're at its focus.
Yeah.
Put your dodge on it.
And then this comes along.
The
bird, right? The bird, right?
What's your AC?
The Tengu. The Tengu.
It gets one claw.
The Tengu, right?
No, it's a terror-sized Tengu.
You'll take 11?
Okay.
No, fine. 15, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I do it to you.
And then, what's your CMB?
29.
CMB?
Wow. Tengu's gain 2 languages for every rank they have in linguistics.
Yep.
Cool.
You're in a claw, Ryan.
But the good news is there's such a size difference I can still find
yes,
the melee.
Perfect.
It picks you up, Jessica.
Hmm.
Imagine
at our level, max out linguistics, that'd be 26.
You'd be out of languages.
No.
Except in Andre's world.
Yes.
Alright.
If this is regular D&D, though, you'd be out of languages.
I will cast Will Strength.
Why do you Tengu gain two languages, bro?
Because they're Egyptian linguists.
Mm. Well, there.
Because the ravens.
Nevermore!
Tyler.
Bitches. I'll
tumble over to it. Just to make sure.
That's wrong.
It's a tunnel log.
Yeah, I summon Kakashi here.
He begins reading his book.
Okay. I can deal with that.
He's got to learn his makeout tactics. I haven't had to roll it in a while, so I forgive you. Forgive you for taking your dice. 20. Two,
Tank.
One Steven.
Tank.
Do you want to cast Haste or Bless yet?
No one has Haste.
Well, I have Haste.
Does, but he's grappled.
Amanda!
And no, I haven't.
You fire!
The missile!
Man, this guy's hide is made out of steel, Alex.
19.
You bounce off his armor.
So far, 22 hasn't hit him.
All right, there's nowhere I can move to get a flank, is there?
Yes, there is.
Move into a square.
Over here, over here.
Or, you know,
5, 15, here. 20, 25, 35, 40.
Oh!
I did that right, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's not like you don't have double that movement anyway.
Oh.
If I wanted to spend my whole turn... Alright.
Actually, I have 45 foot movement. It's great.
Just put three dice here, 40. So I will roll them.
Why not?
What do you have 45?
I rage
dash
for this round. And then I shall do my dash. Improved vital strike.
Mm. They called it dash in 3.5.
No, in dash, it gave you a different
be
ability.
A plus 19, plus 21.
They call
I'll
it
power attack for 5. Or I'll power attack.
Go power attack. They couldn't call the same
so
thing.
So that's a minus 3 at this level, plus 9, I believe, right?
You're mm-hmm. using two-handed weapons, so yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this gives me a plus 18 to hit.
Rolls a 2.
Possible crit.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
It's empty.
Crit.
35.
Mm-hmm. The slashing?
Yes.
We've got a bleeder! Normal damage and 2d6 bleed.
Hey, this thing's bleeding a lot.
We do have a bleeder.
Hey. I'm staying back here.
We'll see that.
Normal or double damage?
Normal damage.
2d6 plus a d6 from... No, 2d6 times 3 is 6d6, 76, 10d6.
Times 3?
Improved vital strike. Times 3 on the dice damage.
And make sure you have to do bleed
right,
separate.
Can you move up there?
Not this right.
7.
Okay.
10.
No.
I'm not either.
I'm sorry, we did not wait till nighttime.
No. That's cool.
Well, that means you would have been in the jungle at night.
Yeah.
Where's bleed?
It's not there yet.
Damn. Oh, that's right, you get a sneak attack it too.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a lot of dice.
12.
I agree.
Welcome 15, to the Warhammer. We got 15, tons of dice.
20.
We got fun and games. Learn to live like 20. An animal.
With the orcs we now 40, play. In the Warhammer.
Plus
yeah, in the Warhammer.
19. 59 points of regular damage, of subdual damage.
You need a crew strike.
Why are you doing it? You're going to cut it open and take its gland.
Because
no. You're going to do a surgical removal.
No, we want
you're
it.
You're going to sedate it?
No. We want it to regenerate its poison.
And 6 points
first.
Of bleed. Okay, so give me the total.
Because it just stabbed him a whole 50, bunch.
65. And the reason I'm doing subdual, extra d6 points of damage.
Okay.
It's subdually bleeding.
It's 100.
And we can drag it back whack! In this state and give it to the lady. Hey, we got you a pet!
So if this ever happens again, you know what to do!
It screams in pain!
Steven.
Hey!
Make a fortitude save.
Yeah.
Did you fail? Stop failing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's voices are vicious in this game.
That's right.
Three.
Steven has to make...
That is
make
a critical!
Another save. Five more?
Five more.
And that is a hit.
I thought it was just two in a row.
Well, wow. Yeah, it is two in a row.
Oh, okay.
But it has to be
two in a row. Oh, okay.
But a hit. And...
Quick.
23 hit?
Nope.
23 does not hit?
Nope.
Okay, 25 safe flank.
25 will hit.
I hit four times, one of which is a crit, with a slashing.
Ugly wound, normal damage, and D3 charisma damage. Drain. It is now an ugly scorpion.
It takes two charisma drain.
What's its charisma at now? Isn't it actually incapacitated?
Does it put him in a coma? It's going to put it into a coma. I'm not sure it's going to be up anyway.
It's so ugly, it doesn't
Wait,
like
it. It's in a coma, that means we can drag it back without having to worry about it waking up.
It's true.
That is true.
It won't ever wake up, actually.
Yeah, the lady can wake. I'm sure
drain
she
is the bad one, right?
It's D3 damage and one drain.
Oh, okay.
So it's got one charisma right now? Mm-hmm.
Unless it can make its fortune.
That's a lot.
So you mean it's not, it's okay?
He needs to do 40.
He might not have 10, 22. Remember, I'm strength drained now. It's only a plus one strength.
Oh, yeah.
22.
You have a 21 strength? Oh, well, it was only 5.
That's yeah.
Right. You go. So, 22, 24. 4, 26,
30,
26, 27,
21,
27,
43, 65,
27 plus 6,
33, 33, 8, alright, Ryan,
just sneak attack it,
yeah,
he's grappled,
can we just
sneak attack,
I can use my,
yeah, he's grappled,
you can use his rapier,
right?
Rapier
is medium.
It is not a light.
It's not a light, but
it can be used for weapon finesse.
Okay.
I guess I'll pull out my sap.
You can just punch it.
Bonk.
Punch it. We'll get an attack.
What do you get hit?
24.
Does he get flank bonuses?
Go ahead.
He's dead.
Well, it's still prone.
Also, it's it takes 4 bleed.
4 more bleed.
Okay.
And then
7.
3 okay. Plus my sneak attack.
Yep. And it will continue.
Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, The Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast.
from World Control.